holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
I am positive that we don't know anything.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid day. You are splendid people. I thank God for you, and I hope God is blessing you. Oh, yes. I hope that He is. I hope that He is. And listen, stop reporting on yourself. You can't do everything right. Stop reporting on yourself. You do nothing but tear yourself down. I don't have this and I don't have that and I'm not this and I didn't do that. I didn't go to college and I didn't make this kind of money. I didn't marry this kind of person. I don't have that. Stop reporting on yourself. That don't do nothing but bring you down. Ask God to show you how to use what you have. Ask God to show you how to use what you have. You can't move forward talking yourself down and tearing yourself down. You know how you don't like it when people do that to you, let alone when you're doing it to yourself. You don't want to tear yourself down. Quit reporting on yourself. Stop itemizing your whole life to, I'm not this and I don't know that and I don't read so good. And it don't even matter. As long as you have God, you can do all things. Somebody say all things, all things. You can do all things. You can do all things. You don't even have to listen. You can be blind, you can be deaf, you can be all these things, but if God is leading you, you have everything. You have everything. You can be poor, you can have no money whatsoever, you can have no scruples, you can have no mindset, no mentality to do anything. But if God is helping you, oh, you can forget it. People can't keep up with you because they can't keep up with God. If God is helping you, man, you got everybody beat. You have everybody, but you don't have to know everything. You don't have to know everything. You know a God who knows everything. Let Him be God and you stop trying to tear down. Oh, I'm not this and I can't do that. And oh, what, I'm not doing anything. I'm no good and all that. Mm-mm. No, God made everybody and everybody has a place in this world. God made everybody do something. Life is short. Time is short. So do what you can while you have the time. Do it while you can. Do it. You can do it. There are other people who before you who have done it. Other people who didn't know anything. They didn't know everything. You don't have to know everything. That's the whole point of knowing God. You don't have to know everything. Listen, if He's our God, let Him be God. Why do we need to know everything if He's God? Why do we need to know everything? We don't. Let's just trust Him. And wait for Him to show us what we need, because I guarantee He will show us what we need. I know He won't just leave us out there. He didn't bring us this far to what? Leave us. He did not bring us this far to leave us. He don't do stuff like that. He don't drop us off when He don't want us. No, God don't do that. No, He make it available for us. And we're going to talk about this thing today. People tend to think that they know everything, but you don't. Neither do I. I don't know everything. You don't know everything. You get that? But let's read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Starting at verse number 9. It says this. Now our knowledge is partial and incomplete. Amen. Goodbye. That's enough right there. Now our knowledge. Verse number 9. Our knowledge is partial and incomplete, and even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of the whole picture. So the knowledge that we have, the physical knowledge that we have, is partial. The spiritual knowledge that we get is partial. So you don't know anything. You don't know exactly what part you're getting. All you know is that you have a part, right? Verse number 10. But when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. So prophecy will become useless because it's partial. Our knowledge will become useless because it's partial. When perfection comes, that's what happens. Verse number 11. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. I just put them away. When I was a child, I thought like a child, talked like a child, acted like a child. But when I became an adult, I stopped being a child. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Verse number 12. Now we see things imperfectly. See, even, you know, as a child, God is showing you what's going to happen later. You know, when you was a child, you were a kid, you weren't thinking about it. Like your parents would always tell you, don't touch the stove, you'll burn yourself. Don't touch the stove. They wouldn't tell you that now because they want you to go and fix your own food. You're 18 years old, you're 30 years old. They want you to fix your own food. They want you to prepare a meal yourself so that they don't have to do it. Right? But that rule of don't touch the stove only went for a little while until you learned more as you got older. So here's the same thing. It says, when I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Verse number 12. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. When perfection comes, we're going to see everything. We only see a little bit now. We only see a little bit in that prophecy. We only see a little bit when we read the Bible. We only see a little bit when we hear the preacher preaching. We only see a little bit when we have these dreams. We see a little bit. But when the time comes, we're going to see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything completely, just as God knows me completely. So when the time of perfection comes, we're going to know everything. We're going to know everything when that time of perfection comes. That's good. When the time of perfection comes, we're going to know everything. We're going to know it all. All that I know is partial and incomplete. This is what Paul, he wrote half the daggone New Testament Bible. He wrote half the Bible. Well, half the New Testament, I'll say that. He wrote half the New Testament, right? So, and he's saying everything that he knows is partial. Everything that he wrote here is partial. All the prophecy, partial. And sooner or later, one day, all of this will be done away with. And he will see and know everything completely. Everything will be perfect. He'll be there and know it all. Then, all of us will. But until then, all his knowledge is partial. That's why I always tell people, you don't know anything. Only God knows everything. Only God knows anything. You get it? We're living in a partial equation. We're sitting there saying the subroot of 5 and plus 3 or with some kind of equation and you miss an integer or something like that. Just 2 plus equals, that's our mind thing. That's our mind thought right there. We don't even have the whole problem listed, so we can at least try to solve it. We don't even have the whole complete problem. We just have maybe one numeral, and we're trying to make everybody do that one numeral because that's all we know. You better listen to God and forget people. People don't know anything. God is the only one who knows everything. And then when God knows everything, that means that that makes it easy for us to know who to follow. That makes it easy for us to know who to talk to. God, that's easy. That is easy. Easy peasy. You know, people only know a little bit. Even those who wrote the Bible. God didn't give it to them all. Listen, okay, even the prophets, right? The prophets of the Old Testament, right? They wanted to look into this Jesus thing. They didn't know exactly what it was, but they knew what God had told them. They just repeated what God said, but they didn't know anything. So Paul, who's a so-called writer of this book, he didn't know anything either. I'm not disqualifying what he wrote because he only wrote what God made available. But what I'm showing you is this. By us reading that verse, that really pushes us to ask God, what are we supposed to think? Because we don't know. We can't go by this. This gentleman here, we can't give Paul all this credit and say, oh, yeah, he knew everything. No, he said it himself. I don't know a little bit. I know partial things. He didn't say I knew half of it. He said, I know partial. I know pieces of it. And when the perfection time comes, I'm going to know it all. So that means that we need to ask God when we read these verses or we read scriptures and stuff. We need to ask God what they mean or what is he trying to tell us. Don't just take your English knowledge or your language knowledge or whatever your home knowledge is or your home language is and apply it to the Bible and say, see, this is what he meant. No, you can say, hey, this is what's written. God, show me. And God will show you exactly what you need to know about it. You know, because we as people don't know anything. Those are spiritual words, and spiritual words must come from a spiritual being, which is God. And only God can tell us what these words are and what they mean. It's all about asking him. Stop trying to believe in yourself and lean to your own understanding. He told us not to do that. He told us to lean to his understanding. He will tell us what to think. Because if we lean to our own, we'll destroy ourselves. Because we're leaning on partial understanding. And partial understanding is good enough for just on this earth. But if you're talking about that spiritual place that we're going, we need to get that knowledge that comes only from God.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.